ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Let's get started because you know what? If you're all set and ready, so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
25 questions in 5 categories. Our categories tonight are category number 1, Hump Day. Hump Day. Category number 2, Eat Dirt. Category number 3, podcasts. Category number 4, vehicles. Category number 5, answers ending in IA. All right. Hump Day, Eat Dirt, podcasts, vehicles, answers ending in IA. 1-300-800-222. There are lines free. You'll get through if you want a line. Loz from Lineham's been hanging on. He'll be our first contestant tonight. G'day, Loz.
Hello there. Nice to speak with you.
Nice to speak with you too, Loz, yeah. All righty. Robin says, thank goodness no anagrams. My therapist says I'm healed. Yeah, well, I'm not saying it won't come back. Now, Loz, question number 1, what do you want to do here? Hump Day, Eat Dirt, podcasts, vehicles, answers ending in IA.
IA, please.
Oh, yes, I thought this might be popular. Answers ending in IA. Question number 1, which widely used chemical compound has the formula NH3?
Wouldn't be ammonia because that's got an N is. Is N sort of sodium or something? It's, give me 30 seconds, and if not, I'm going to bomb out straight off the bat. Rubber duck, golden duck, but ammonia. I've just got to go ammonia.
Ammonia is correct. Yeah, it is. It's ammonia. NH3.
What does the N mean?
Nitrogen.
Is ammonia a compound of those other things or something?
NH3, ammonia. Question number 2. I don't answer questions. Robin says superphosphate. No.
Even after the fact. I'm learning new things every night with you, so thank you. Appreciate it.
Loz, question number 2. Answers ending in IA. Are we doing this?
Yeah. We'll stay, thank you.
In a 1516 book, Amorot is the capital of which fictional island?
Is Narnia an island? I've got to go Narnia.
Not correct.
No worries.
Thanks, Loz. See ya. Bye-bye. No, thank you. Joe, listening in from Sydney, will the Sydney Swans make their grand final, even with 3 of their best players out for the rest of the season? Well, that would be an ask, wouldn't it? Adam James from Hobart. G'day, Adam.
Good evening, Bill.
Question number 2, answers ending in IA. In a 1516 book, Amorot is the capital of which fictional island?
Unfortunately, my classical education is lacking, and I was thinking there can't be that many books published back then. And I was thinking 1516, and my first thought was wrong, and that was the Canterbury Tales. So you said it finishes in 2 letters, which were IA, so Utopia.
Correct. Very good. Yeah. The answer is Utopia. Yes.
If I may quickly, Phil, another ABC announcer recently retired, Trevor.
He did. Trevor Chappell.
I think if you look up the ABC regulations, that means that you're not allowed to retire for at least 2 years.
Oh, probably another 15 years.
Good on you, mate. Keep it up. Next question, please. Do we have categories?
Can I say one thing, Adam James? Despite widespread rumours, I am not retiring, okay?
Thank you
for that. That's all right. Question, who would? We're having too much fun. Question number 3, we're in answers ending in IA, but you can move anywhere. Hump Day, Eat Dirt, podcasts, vehicles.
Vehicles, please.
Vehicles. In which city would you find the global headquarters of the BMW car company?
Ooh, BMW. Prefer Audis myself. Bavarian Motor Works. Now, Bavaria. No, nah, sorry, Phil. Too tired. Mine's a blank. I'll pass. Thank you very much.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. Adam James, 1-300-800-222. Ray in the Bay's got the right answer. Good on you, Ray. Jane from Homebush had Utopia. Yes, a book published in 1516. That's true. It is. It's going back. Dan from Newcastle. G'day, Dan.
G'day, mate.
Not too bad. How was the shift? All right?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, mate. Better than the
20s. Oh, no. Oh, no. It's a train wreck from top to bottom, is it not? You know, just...
Oh, I don't get it, Phil. Like, these football players and all that, I don't know how good they've got it.
Like, I know.
I don't think it's too hard to kick the nose
point. Dan, there'd be a million people putting up their hands saying, I agree with you. Anyway.
Yep. Anyway.
Question number three. The only reason, look, Dan, we'd all love to talk about it a lot, but in the circumstances, it's hard, you know.
Oh, okay.
I think, as you understand, everyone else understands as well.
Yeah.
Question number three. All right, vehicles. In which city would you find the global headquarters of the BMW car company?
No, I might have a miss there, mate.
No worries. Thanks, Dan. See ya. Bye-bye. Karen from Mullumbimby, correct. Marion wants me to stay for another 20 years. Okay, Marion, fine. That would put me, yeah, well, it might be stretching it. Madeline, are you a Madeline or a Madeleine? Madeline?
I'm actually a Madeline.
Oh, a Madeline. Hey. From the...
L-Y-N.
From the beautiful Scamander, which is on the east coast of Tassie, and it's a glorious place.
It is a beautiful place. We are very lucky, very blessed.
Do you live there or do you holiday there, Madeline?
A bit of both. I was born in this town and I've been away from it.
You're born in Scamander?
I've lived here for 10 years, moved away. Yes, all around the state from Tassie. And Mum's from St. Mary's and she'd like, what's your main host's name again? She'd like him to know that because he loves St. Mary's.
He does. He lived in St. Mary's. I did anyway. Lived in
St. Mary's. Oh, that's you. You're the main host.
Yes, Madeline. I'm the main host. Yes.
Hey, hi. Okay. All right. All right. What's the question?
Question. Pass my regards on to your mum. What's her name, Madeline?
Virginia. She's here. She can hear you. She's here. You can say hi to Virginia and she'll hear you.
Hiya, Virginia. Hiya, Virginia. Good on you. Now, remember, Madeline, you have to answer the questions on your own. Okay.
Yes.
Question number three. In which city would you find the global headquarters of the BMW car company?
Oh, BMW. What does it even stand for, BMW? I feel like it's... I want to say Germany, Sweden. I know it's European. Was it the country?
In which city? City.
Well, I'm going to have to go with Munich. Munich?
Munich is correct. Munich is correct. all right, question number four. We're in vehicles. You could go to Answers Ending in IA, podcast, Eat Dirt or Hump Day.
I'm sorry, what's the question again? If I go to...
We're in a category called vehicles, but you could stay there. Otherwise, you could go to Answers Ending in IA, Hump Day, Eat Dirt or podcast.
Can we please go to IA?
Answers Ending in IA.
Yes, I'm a word person.
Durez, Vlore and Skoda are cities in which European country?
Nova Scotia?
Not Nova Scotia.
Even a country. It might be a city.
Thanks, Madeline. Bye, Virginia. See ya.
Thank you.
Bye. See you later. From the lovely Scamander. All righty. Where are we? Mario's in Lanier. Hello, Mario.
Good morning.
Question number four, we're up to answers ending in IA. Durez, Vlore, Skoda are cities in which European country?
I can give you two answers.
I only need one.
The first one is Slovakia, but it could be Czechoslovakia. but I'll say Slovakia.
Not correct, Mario, but thank you. Thank you. No, not correct. Richard from Melton. Hello, Richard.
Hello. Thank you. I'm thinking Denmark.
No, not Denmark. Sorry, no. Answers ending in IA. No, not Denmark. Stephen's in Launceston. Continue your Tassie theme. G'day, Stephen.
G'day. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
That's good.
Question number four. Durres, Vlorë, Škoda are cities in which European country?
I was hoping to get vehicles, so I have got no idea.
Okay.
I might pass on that one.
That's a fair enough answer. It's a fair enough answer.
I'll try another one. Okay.
See you, Stephen. Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, Robin, no, that's not correct. Dino in Wagen, not correct. Anne from Paris says, I've been to Munich and been to the global headquarters of BMW. Oh, is it one of those joints where you can go in and watch cars get made, is it? Didn't Mercedes-Benz used to have that, didn't they? You could order a Mercedes-Benz in Germany, I think, and then they'd advise you on the day that it was rolling off the assembly line, and you could go down there and basically see it come off the assembly line and have a whole day of it, and they made a big fuss of you and all that sort of stuff. I don't know whether they still do that. Probably not. Roz from the Fleurieu Peninsula. Hello, Roz.
Good evening. Good evening. Good morning. Good afternoon.
All of that, yes.
Yeah, good day. yes. Okay, the only note...
Answers ending in IA. Durres, Vlorë, Škoda are cities in which European country?
Well, we have that bicycle race here, right, that's sponsored by Škoda in Strathalbyn.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Czech Republic. Well, that's all I know. Škoda cars.
No.
I wouldn't buy one. It's in that
What have they done to you, Ros?
Well, they brought that bicycle race here to South Australia.
Oh, I see. You don't like the bike race.
Well, no, it's not that I don't like it. It's just that it's overhyped. And I remember when they had that Lance Armstrong, right?
Yeah. But that was Yeah, what about him? He's a crook. He's a crook.
Yeah, but everyone was celebrating him. And I live here, and he rode past, and everyone's, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, I see. So he came out here and rode in the Tour Down Under at one stage, didn't he?
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, he rode through here and everything. But they've had the thing here with the university, Škoda, and I just really thought it was the Czechoslovakians
No, it's not, Ros. It's not. You may be right about Škoda. I don't think you are right about it. I think Škoda's are widely thought to be a reasonable car, aren't they? I think. Several people texting in saying, yeah, they're good cars. Sorry, Ros, that is not correct. Where are we? Glenn from Penrith. G'day, Glenn.
Hello, Philip. How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm very well. Question number four.
Well, you're very well, apart from the Swans, of course.
Oh, yeah, that's just a disaster from top to bottom. Every aspect of it, horrible, horrible.
Yeah, we thought NRL players were bad, mate.
Anyway,
that's, right on the eve of the semi-finals. They've locked in a home final and they do that kind of thing.
Anyway. Question number four. Answers ending in IA. Durres, Vlorë, and Škoda are cities in which European country?
There's a heap of them ending in IA, so I'll just have a crack at Serbia.
It's not Serbia. No.
Okay, mate.
Anyway, Glenn, thank you, mate. You've ruled out, we have ruled out a few, haven't we? It's not Serbia. What about Shane from Singleton? G'day, Shane.
Oh, good morning. I haven't rung in for a while.
No, you haven't. You've been all right?
I'm doing night shift, but this is my week off. I have to stay up trying to stay on the night shift schedule. So I was just listening, and I thought I'll call in.
So when are you back on night shift, Shane?
Not till the weekend. So I'm getting older now. I'm 61, so I just work the weekend night shifts.
You're a young chicken.
Yeah. I don't know.
What's the work? Shane, do you mind me asking?
I'm an electrician in the coal mines Hunter Valley.
Oh, okay. In the where?
In the Hunter Valley.
In the Hunter, yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, yeah. Now, I find, well, I mean, because this is a shift job for me too. I agree with you. It's quite hard to go back to normal life, as it were. And I like to do the same, you know, on my days off too. Just try and generally stick on shift time, Shane.
Yeah, it's too hard swapping backwards and forwards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wednesday, what's the night shift? When does it start?
Not until Friday afternoon at 4:30.
And goes through to when?
I finish at 5:15 in the morning, the next morning.
Gee, that's a long shift, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 12 and, well, you can say 12 and a half hours you're there.
Gee whiz.
Three of those, but.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I guess you get paid okay for them, don't you? Yeah.
They pay us plenty.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm interested in this, Shane. Does stuff happen over at night or not?
We're 24-hour operation, but
I know you are. But I mean, can you get away with a lot of it? Just, you know, basically sitting in the hut or not?
No. Where we are, we're really tight on labour and.
Okay.
There's 7 jobs and 5 people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Shane, as a bloke who used to be, when I was a student, a tradies assistant, a tradesman's assistant, do tradesmen still have tradesmen's assistants or not?
No, I've never had one.
Haven't you?
Never. In fact, we're all tradesmen and we're all doing, I drive trucks and loaders and bulldozers and maintain the plant, you know, so I do my electrical work and I do everything else.
Oh, you know? I see, you do everything
else. And we all have trades and we got fitters and boiler makers and, you know, but everyone's expected to be able to do everything. So we're so multi-skilled, it's not funny.
Wow, how about that? Drive
the place.
Yeah, no, I'm back, this is back in the day, I must say. I worked in a big steel plant, the big steel plant in the Gong. And
I've been told that. I've been told everyone had an assistant to carry them.
Every tradesman. Basically, what I used to do was, that's right, we sit in the front of the ute and, you know, listen to all the yakka. But I had to carry the bag. That's right, I had to carry the tools. That's it.
Yeah, that's long gone.
Yeah. I think it probably was, that's right, a case of it all getting padded up by the union, I suspect. Anyway, it helped me out over the summer, Shane, so I'm eternally grateful for it. Question number 4. Answers ending in IA. So we're after this question. Durres, Vlore and Skoda are cities in which European country. Now, don't get stuck on Czechoslovakia because it's not.
No. It's
not Serbia either.
No. Okay. So it's it was Czechoslovakia. I know Skoda.
No, don't. So. I don't want you to hang around there. Okay.
Okay. I'll just say Austria then.
Fair enough. It ends in IA, but it isn't correct. But it's another IA one. That's right. Thanks, Derek. Thanks, Shane. Thanks for the
bye.
Thanks for the chat. Bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Okie doke, James from Kingswood. G'day, James.
Greetings, another electrician.
Hey.
Okay. I'm on my way home, northbound Hammerdown.
Oh, yeah. What's with the sparky outburst tonight, James?
Oh, well, that's just, I only just had the short shift today, six till midnight, so just on my way up.
Gee, that's all right. Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah. Six in the morning, though.
Anyway, I was reading an article the other day saying that there's a big, that's, the training to be a sparky's become really popular.
Yes.
That, you know, people are flooding into the trade. Well, that'd be good. I mean, I'm happy to have people flooding into any trade, but that's good, James. It's AI proof, I imagine.
Yes. I'm a little bit old school. I actually went to my local member when he was, Martin Hamilton Smith, the defector of all defectors, and asked to go back to what we call the fifth year, which is a journeyman.
Oh, yeah.
So there's too much in the electrical trade to, there's too much to know and not enough time to know it in to become a tradesman.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Ben says here, Because, you know, I was asking Shane a minute ago about whether or not you can sit in the shed, right? Ben says, and he says, no, no, we're out, you know, doing all sorts of stuff.
Capacity, yep.
Ben says, not over here in the Pilbara. We shed up on nights, catch a movie, LV lights on, parked up. Imagine how rich Gina would be if we actually struck a blow.
He shouldn't be announcing what he does and what he doesn't do.
I don't even know Ben.
Just got himself sacked.
I don't know, Ben's his real name. That's right. So did you dig any iron ore last night? Nah, I couldn't find any. No. Went round with the shovel, couldn't find any anywhere. No.
Yeah, magnet didn't work on the ground today.
Don't reckon there's any iron ore here, mate. No, no.
No.
Hey, question four. Come on, we've got to get rid of this one.
Croatia.
No, we've had Croatia.
I said the wrong one, sorry. Bye.
Thanks,
I said
James.
The wrong one.
Bye, mate. See you later. Well, there'll be a Royal Commissioner to the Trades in Australia after this. Trev on Surfers Paradise. G'day, Trev.
Oh, hello, Philip.
Durez, Vlora and Škoda are cities in which European country?
Oh, God. There's been so many IAs, hasn't there?
There are a few left, yeah.
Yeah. Look, has anybody picked up on the Škoda hint?
No. Don't go there. Lots of people have picked up on the Škoda hint, and it's not a hint. It may well be my pronunciation of Škoda.
Škoda. So you're talking something a little bit Slavic. I don't know. I'm thinking Flores, I thought, was in...
Durres, Vlore, Škoda are cities in which European country?
Look, my guess was the one I didn't... dare to mention the country that shall not mention its name. I don't know. Italia?
Not Italia. No, sorry.
Oh, well, that's where it's from. Florence.
Thanks, mate. No, it's not Italia. Judith from Glen Innes. G'day, Judith.
G'day.
You're not an electrician by any chance, are you?
No. The answer is Bavaria.
No, it's not Bavaria.
It's not Bavaria.
No, it's not Bavaria. Gee, we're stuck on this one. Beverly from Atherton. G'day, Beverly.
Well, I'm laughing my head off here because I have a Škoda, but
they're quite good, aren't they? They're quite good little cars, aren't they?
Oh, it's damn good. It's 13 years old. Hey. Anyway, it's lovely to drive. It's a really, it's a mix of, quite a few, apparently. There's a bit of Audi in it, and there's a bit of BMW, and there's a motorbike, subflash motorbike parts in it.
It's a bit of VW in it.
It's under the umbrella of Volkswagen now. But anyway, yeah. I think it might be Albania.
Oh, thank heavens. Gee whiz. Thank heavens you came along, Beverly, because we were stuck.
It's probably about all I'll know, but anyway.
Durres, Vlore and Škoda are all cities in Albania. All right, question number five. We're in answers ending in IA. You can stay there if you like, or you could move to vehicles, hump day, eat dirt, or podcasts.
Oh, stay where we are. It won't matter much, I don't think.
Answers ending in IA. What is the name of Winston Smith's lover in the novel 1984?
Wouldn't have a clue. Now I'll let someone else have that one.
Thanks, Bev. See ya. Bye. Fair enough. In the great state of, well, it's not a state, in the great state of Queensland, there is the great town of Texas. G'day, Brett.
G'day, Phil. How are you tonight?
Pretty good, yeah. Question five, Rob. Two answers ending in IA. What's the name of Winston Smith's lover in the novel 1984?
Olivia.
Not Olivia, but it's if it's the bill, you're right, but it's not Olivia. Pete from Sweden. G'day, Pete.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. What's the name of Winston Smith's lover in the novel 1984?
No idea. I was ringing in for Albania. let's just try and think of something ending in IA.
It's not Olivia.
Mia.
Not Mia. Sorry, Pete. Thank you. Not Mia. Virginia from Tassie. Virginia.
Hello, Phil.
Is Madeline still with you?
Yes, she is. I have to tell the truth.
Yeah, no, that's right.
She sort of screwed up the conversation. I just wanted to put in a little two bobs worth for a back to St. Mary's Day on the 31st October. It's a long weekend in November and there's a back to St. Mary's Day. And I know that you grew up in St. Mary's for a short
time. I did. I went to school at the St. Mary's District School.
And a friend of mine remembers your dad.
Hey, he was a teacher there. That's right.
Yes. Yeah, so
I went to grade one. I went to kindergarten and grade one.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah. St. Mary's is a great place. It's a very pretty little town and we all love it.
It's a very pretty little town. It is, yeah.
So I just wanted to give it a pump, that's all. Anyway.
I went back. When I was driving around Tassie not so long ago, a few years ago, I took the girls.
Oh, lovely.
I said, this is where I went to school. You know what? I don't think it's changed that much since I was there, actually.
No, it hasn't. And it's the most beautiful setting for a school up on the hill with the beautiful gardens in front.
Wow, isn't it?
It's a beautiful setting.
Yeah, it is. Question number five, answers ending in IA. What's the name of Winston Smith's lover in the novel 1984?
I wouldn't have a clue, but I'll say Lydia.
It's not Lydia. No, thank you. Thanks, Virginia.
Okay.
Bye. Gary from Perth. G'day, Gary.
How you going, mate?
Pretty good.
I'm just going to guess Diana.
Not Diana.
A lovely girl, anyway.
Lovely. Diana is a lovely name, but it's not Diana. It doesn't also end in IA either. Nicole from Flinders Park, whose name doesn't end in IA either. G'day, Nicole.
It certainly does not. Hello.
Hello.
Who knew that there were so many European countries ending in IA?
Oh, there's a heap. What's the name of Winston Smith's lover in the novel 1984?
I've been considering reading this book and I have not done it. And I just can't believe that Virginia didn't take the opportunity. So I'm just going to say Virginia.
Oh, nice. Yes. It does end in IA, but it's not Virginia.
Sadly, no.
Sorry, Nicole. Okay. See you. Bye. No, it's not. Catherine from Wonthaggi. Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Good to hear you.
I'm really keen to Google it.
To do good. Good on you. Question number five. Come on, you'll know this. What's the name of Winston Smith?
No, I don't know it.
Oh, no. What?
I knew Albania. I've been to Albania. Mm. Haven't read 1984 for a few years.
Mm.
I'll just guess Sophia.
Not Sophia, no. Oh, Sorry, Catherine. See you, mate. Bye-bye. No, it's not Sophia. Peter in the Barossa. G'day, Pete.
Hello. How are you, Phil?
Pretty good. What's the name of Winston Smith's lover in the novel 1984?
I'm going to struggle. I was hanging out for the Albanian one because we were just there 2 weeks ago.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, and we went to Skoda, which they actually pronounce Skod. They pronounce it Skodra.
I'm sure they do. Peter, I'm sure they do. That's right.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. Less visited and unique. It was wonderful. We had almost 10 days there.
There's some amazing Roman ruins apparently in Albania. Don't know whether you
went
there.
Yes, Butrint, it's called. Yeah. And when we were there, there was the tessellated floors in amazing condition, and they keep it covered because it's in a wetlands, and they keep it covered with dolomite.
Okay.
And they only ever open it for 10 days every 3 years, and we were there.
Oh, wow. How about that?
It was incredible to see. It was in such good condition. And
good on you.
Yeah. Very, very good.
What's the name of Winston Smith's lover in the novel 1984?
I don't know. Have we had Olivia?
No, we've had Olivia. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, Pete. See ya. Jakob from Fremantle has got the right answer on the text line. He says, home of the mighty Dockers. Yes. Well, Jakob, if you blokes don't win the grand final, I'd be very, very surprised, given the way it's all falling out for you and the way you've been playing too. Matt from Reservoir. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Phil. Matt from Reservoir knows it too, not just...
What's the name of Winston Smith's lover?
It's Julia.
Julia. Yes, Julia. Correct.
And I think you gave people the wrong sort of car hint for Albania. You should have gone with Tirana.
That would have been a better hint, wouldn't it? Yeah, that's true.
Skoda was the red herring.
It was, but it is a city in Albania, even though it's probably not pronounced Skoda. It's spelt like that. Hey, question number six. We're in Answers Ending in IA. Last one, if you like.
What are the other options?
Vehicles, Hump Day, Eat Dirt, Podcasts.
Oh, they all sound diabolical. They all sound
They are a bit diabolical, I agree, yeah.
I reckon let's go cars.
Vehicles. I didn't say cars. I didn't say cars. Question number six. With over 50 million units sold, what is the best-selling model of car of all time?
Ooh.
Mm.
50 million.
With over 50 million units sold. So if you can't get parts for this car, you're really not trying, are you?
So it's got to be something that's been sold for ages.
What's the best-selling model of car of all time?
I reckon it's either going to be something like the Hindustan Ambassador, which is like the Morris that they were still making up until a few years ago, or it's a Golf or a Beetle. Golf.
Not correct.
Ah.
Out of bounds, Matt.
Disaster.
See ya.
Was that close?
Well, how can you be close when it's the wrong answer? no, it's the wrong answer. Family. It's the wrong answer. And no, Matt, you weren't close.
Okay. How will I find out?
See ya. You weren't close. No. Andrew from Smithton. G'day, Andrew.
G'day, Philip.
I'm good. With over 50 million units sold, what's the best-selling model of car of all time? The what?
It'll be a Model A or Model T.
No, Ford. Not the Model T. No, not correct. Alex from Collingwood. G'day, Alex.
Oh, hi.
With over 50 million units sold, what's the best-selling model of car of all time?
And this has got to end in IA.
No.
Right.
No, we're in a category called vehicles. Okay.
50 million units. You can't go past the Volkswagen Beetle, can you?
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Not correct. I'm glad you said it because quite a few people are saying it, but it's not right. It's not the VW Beetle, even though a lot of people have guessed that. Some people have got the right answer here. Bob from Greenacre. G'day, Bob.
G'day, Phil. Look, in the 1970s, I was waiting for a job on the waterfront to come up, and I was a TA for the Sydney Water Board, a tradesman's assistant.
Oh, there you go.
And we used to get the tradies lunches, and
that's it.
If you made a blue, they wanted their tools, and they'd ask for certain tools, and you'd have to go back to the ute and get the tool.
Go back to the truck and get it. Yeah.
It was a labourer's job, but it was quite a handy job.
Yeah,
if you got on with the trade.
Yeah, well, I found so. You get on with your trade, it was fine. Actually, there were some good lurks in it.
Quick, you got home early.
Yeah. Hey, question number six, vehicles. With over 50 million units sold, what's the best-selling model of car of all time?
Look, I used to love driving mine. I had it for 20 years. It was a Toyota Camry.
Not a Camry. No, Bob, not a Camry. Oh, wow, I thought we were going to get there then. Fitzy from Coogee. Hello, Fitzy.
Oh, hey, g'day. It's a Toyota Corolla.
Correct. Yeah, it's a Toyota Corolla. The Toyota Corolla has had over 50 million units sold. It's the best-selling model of car of all time.
Absolutely.
Question number seven. Question seven, vehicles. If you like, you can move somewhere else if you want.
Yeah, I better move because actually, that's probably the only car I actually know, frankly.
Answers ending in IA, Hump Day, Eat Dirt, Podcasts.
Let's go podcasts.
Podcasts, okay. First released in 2015, which podcast is hosted by Annabelle Crabb and Lee Sales?
Yeah, Annabelle Crabb and Lee. It's one of those questions. If you don't know, you don't know, isn't it?
No, I know.
Let me just have a think. Annabelle. No, I'll pass. Thanks, Phil. Good luck with the rest.
Okay, mate. Thank you. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222. is the number. Jeff from Bacchus Marsh. G'day, Jeff.
Good evening.
First released in 2015, which podcast is hosted by Annabelle Crabb and Lee Sales?
No, no clue. I'm sorry. No.
All righty. Does anybody know the answer to this? It could be a bit tough. Richard from Lena Valley. G'day, Richard.
Oh, what a feeling. Corolla.
Corolla. Yes.
Yeah, you've got me absolutely smashed with the podcast. Don't do podcasts. But anyway, yep, I'll jump for joy anyway.
All right, mate. Thank you. Bye-bye. See, I was going to say, why listen to a podcast when you can listen to the radio? However, we do this and we do both, just so you can listen to the radio and listen to our podcast. Joe from Melton, correct. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Dan from Scarborough. G'day, Dan.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Not bad. First released in 2015, which podcast is hosted by Annabelle Crabb and Lee Sales?
Oh, sorry, mate. I got no idea.
No good.
I was ringing up for the Corolla.
That's all right. No, that's all right. I might help you along a bit here. I think this is tricky. Joey from Coffs Harbour. Hi, Joey.
G'day. On the Corolla one, I think that could be beaten, actually, by I think Lada made 50 million cars, but only 10 of them actually work.
They made 50 million, but only 10 of them got out of the factory because the rest of them fell apart.
Exactly.
Question number 7, first released in 2015, which podcast is hosted by Annabelle Crabb and Lee Sales? It's called Chat 10 and what next?
Chat, I'm only thinking kitchen cabinet, but that's not correct.
No.
So, thanks, eh?
Thanks, mate. Bye. Kitty from Ballin, the best car I ever had. Toyota Corolla, red gas shocks. Car would rust out before the engine. That is true. Rose in Wanneroo, that's right. Yes. Margot in North Adelaide, good. Sal from Redlands, good. Anna in Karen, yep's got the right answer. What about Michelle from Melville? I'll come to you in a second. Tracy from Launceston. G'day, Tracy.
G'day, Phil.
First released in 2015, which podcast is hosted by Annabelle Crabb and Lee Sales? It's called Chat 10. What else?
Looks 3.
Correct. Yes, Chat 10 Looks 3. Question number 8. We're in podcasts, but you can move to vehicles, answers ending in IA, hump day, or eat dirt.
We'll say eat dirt.
Eat dirt. In soil science, which four-letter word refers to a kind of soil composed of a mix of sand, silt and clay, and it's considered ideal for agriculture?
Loam.
Correct. Loam. Yes. If you order a couple of cubic metres of loam to get your garden going.
Yeah.
Question number 9. We're in eat dirt, if you like.
Yes, please.
What's the highest charting song by rock band Wheatus, an outsider anthem that was featured in the movie Loser?
Teenage Dirtbag.
Oh, yes. 'Cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Yeah, I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Listen to Iron Maiden, baby, will you be? All righty, question number 10, Tracy. You can stay and eat dirt if you like.
Yes, please, Phil.
Used as fertilizer or soil conditioner, vermicast is the name for the nutrient-rich matter produced by which creatures?
Worms.
Correct, yes. Earthworms. Very good. Question number 11. We're in eat dirt.
Yep.
Based on a novel by Chris Hammer, which ABC series stars Michael Dorman as Detective Ivan Luchik?
Oh, it's Treasure and Dirt.
Correct.
I really enjoyed it. It was great.
It is called Treasure and Dirt. Nice work. Okay, that's 1, 2, 3, 4. Did you start with the podcast? Yeah.
Yeah, the Chat 10 looks correct.
So 5 on the trot. Nice work. Nice work, Tracy. Question number 12. Question number 12, where you've got one left in eat dirt, if you like. Released in 1989, Flowers in the Dirt was the ninth solo studio album from which English musician?
No, I don't know. Flowers in the Dirt. Oh. I don't know, but I'll say Eric Clapton.
No, not Eric Clapton. No. Thanks, Trace. Good on you.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks for helping us along. No, not Eric Clapton. Meryl from Armidale in Melbourne. G'day, Meryl.
Oh, hi, Phil. I haven't rung for so long, and I was prompted to ring by Annabelle Crabb and Lee Sales, but yes. I've missed them, haven't I?
Chat 10 looks three, yep. Been and gone.
I've been followers of them since they first started it.
Oh, okay. Good on you. You know, they're two likely gals.
They are. Good fun.
Question number 12, we're in Eat Dirt. Released in 1989, Flowers in the Dirt was the ninth solo studio album from which English musician?
Well, music is my least possible subject, so I'm going to say thank you very much.
No worries.
Bye-bye. I'll ring you again another time.
Yeah, give us a call again. Robin says, as toddlers, dirt tasted good, especially after it rained. Yes, it did. Ray in the Bay's got the right answer here. Annette from Perth, good. Paul from Plainlands, yes, no. She was very good, wasn't she? Sam from Thornleigh, no, it's not Peter Gabriel. What about Mark from Nunawading? G'day, Mark.
Hi, how are you, mate?
Pretty good. Question 12, released in 1989. Flowers in the Dirt was the ninth solo studio album from which English musician?
He's my favourite, Paul McCartney.
Correct, it was. It was Paul McCartney.
It's just one of those things, you know, when you reach a certain level of fame. Like with the Beatles, you know, once we split up, there were just a lot of people offering a lot of money and saying, we'll get back together for me then. But the trouble is that if you were even going to consider doing something like that, you'd have to have a really great enthusiasm within the group because, you know, you can't just start things just for some money and go and do it. Not a thing like that, anyway. So the missing factor is the enthusiasm at the moment, which is fair enough, you know. I mean, we did our bit. I think the four of us would probably just prefer to, like, leave it as it was and leave the Hannah whole story intact rather than sort of coming back and doing some disastrous reunion show, you know, like Sinatra's 50th farewell concert.
And fair enough to Paul McCartney on why the Beatles are not getting back together and we're not getting back together. Mark, question number 13, no more Eat Dirt. So you got Hump Day, podcasts, answers ending in IA or vehicles?
Let's see. I'll go vehicles again.
Back to vehicles.
Remember, I'll give it a go.
What sort of vehicles are Czech hedgehogs designed to stop?
What was that, a Czech hedgehog?
Yeah, what sort of vehicles are Czech hedgehogs designed to stop?
Let's see, anti-tank?
Correct,
defense.
Correct, yeah. Yes, tanks, very good. All righty, question 14, we're in vehicles, if you like.
Yeah, keep going.
Because of his love of travel, Columbanus is the patron saint of which vehicles?
I'll have to pass on that one.
No good. All right, Mark.
I haven't heard of the guy at all, so thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you. We've got lines free if you want to grab one. 1-300-800-222 is the number. I'm fixing up my 2007 Royal Enfield Bullets, is my texter. The last one with drum brakes and the cast iron head. I'm not so good fan. I'm a big fan of the drum brakes, but I know what you mean about Enfields. They're still being made, aren't they? Not quite in the same way. Betty from Dapto. Hey, the line's free, by the way. 1-300-800-222. Hi, Betty.
Hello, Phil.
We're up to question 14 here, Bet.
I had a Toyota Corolla for 26 years.
Anyone who's had a Toyota Corolla and hasn't sold it has always had it for at least 26 years because they never, ever wear out.
No, well, my mechanic used to say that it would see me out and it probably would have, but we sold it, we traded it in because we wanted something a little bit bigger to pull a trailer.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, they're probably not your best towing car, I suppose. Oh, maybe a little box trailer if you've got some, you
know. We've got a nice Toyota now, but it's a station wagon and it's very handy.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. All righty. Now, Bet, because of his love of travel, Columbanus was the or is the patron saint of which vehicles?
I've got to think of a vehicle. Oh, you got me here. It's not a Plymouth Chrysler, is it?
What did you say? A Plymouth what?
Chrysler.
No.
I'll tell you a story about that. My dad had one when I was about 14.
That's a long time ago, Bet.
It's a beautiful car.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful old thing. Hey, Bet, we better move on because we've got to get some questions done. Nice to hear.
One of those nights.
Nice to hear from you, Betty.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Regards to everyone at home, Fred and Adrian. Jane from Homebush, that's correct. Yes, that is correct. Because of his love of travel, Columbanus is the patron saint of which vehicles, huh? 1-300-800-222 is the number. Steve the truckie says the Pope Mobile. No. I don't think the Pope Mobile has a patron saint, does it? Given the Pope's in there. Jeff at Hornsby, no, not correct. Joyce from Perth has got the right answer. Who else has got the right answer? Maria? No, that's not right. What about Laurie? G'day, Laurie.
Oh, gee, I'm on straight away.
Yeah. We've got some spots free if you want to grab one. because of his love of travel.
You actually cut me off the other day.
Oh.
Because I think you must have thought I had a brain trust, but it was actually my partner came into the room because he was cooking something and he tried to tell me something, didn't realise I was on air.
Oh, that's no good. Sorry about that. Because of his love of travel, Columbanus is the patron saint of which vehicles?
I'll try trains.
Not trains, Laurie. Not trains. Jane has got the right answer. Joyce has got the right answer. Anybody else? 1-300-800-222. Tony in Ballina. Yes, that is correct. Because of his love of travel, Columbanus is the patron saint of which vehicles? Lines are free. 1-300-800-222. Leon in Smythesdale, Victoria. Not buses. Patsy says, my Corolla is 32 years old. Love the program. Oh, dear. Long-lived Corollas. We could talk about them in the last hour, by the way. If you want to have a chat about your long-lived Corolla, tell me about it in the last hour. The Pope's on a mission from God, says my texter, just like the Blues Brothers. Well, that's true enough. The Pope is on a mission from God. Is the Toyota Corolla the best car ever? Yeah, I don't know. The Golf would be up there, wouldn't it? The VW Beetle. Well, the Beetle was a peculiar car. It was a very peculiar car. I mean, to drive, quite frankly, the driving experience wasn't that great. I didn't think. You might have some thoughts about it. Let's discuss it in the last hour. 1-300-800-222. Joe from Wodonga. No, it's not hot air balloons. Let's not get too weird on this one. Because of his love of travel, Columbanus is the patron saint of which vehicles? 1-300-800-222. Come on, we got lines free. Help me out here. Not boats, Alan in Cumnock. No, not boats. It's pretty straightforward, I would have thought. What are we after? Columbanus is the patron saint of which vehicles? Has anybody got it on the text line? I know a few people. Yes, Kitty from Ballina. No, not Land Rovers. No, Joyce had it. Annette has got the right answer. Nobody? 1-300-800-222. Help me out here. Susan from Hobart. No, it's not planes. Graham from Barrel. Hello, Graham.
Hello, Phil. I think it could be a Land Rover.
No, it's not Land Rovers. No. Sorry, mate. No, it's not Land Rovers. Helen from South Melbourne. Hello, Helen.
Hi, Phil.
Help me out.
Is it Rover?
Is it what?
Is it Rover?
No.
Well, a roamer is a roamer is a traveller, so...
Yes, no, I see what you're saying. No, no, that's not right. Paul from the Paul from Esperance is in the truck. G'day, Paul.
G'day, Bill. How you going, mate?
Not bad. What are we after here?
Oh, I think it could be a Land Rover, is it?
No, why is everyone saying a Land Rover?
Oh, well...
Well, the answer's wrong. Do, you can have another...
They would need a patron saint, wouldn't they?
Thank you, Paul. Oh, dear. I don't know why everyone's saying a Land Rover, apart from that joke. Bobsled says, a monk with a love of travel could be a Roman Catholic. Boom, boom. Thanks, Bobsled. Paul from Plainland says, what about mobility scooters? Eddie from Perth. Hello, Eddie. Help me out. Help me out.
Oh, well, Phil, I can only help you out so much because... Gee, the Swans are in a world of pain, aren't they?
They are in a world of pain.
What the hell? I just caught snippets of this and that and whatever. It's like,
horrible from top to bottom. You've got to be kidding
me. What's going on?
Horrible from top to bottom.
Yeah, man, that's no good.
Because of his love of travel, Colin Barnett says the patron saint of which vehicles?
Hang on, Colin Barnett was the Premier of West Australia a while ago, is it? Is it the same person?
Which vehicles? Any? No.
Sorry, can I have the question one more time, please?
Okay, Eddie, I'll put you on hold because we've got to go back to you in a moment. Let's finish up something first.
The Mighty Challenge.
And we had Eddie on board from Perth. G'day, Ed.
Phil, I deserve a black magnet just for still here, I think. What do you think? No?
Hey, tell me, or because of his, we're in a category called vehicles.
Maybe a maroon magnet or something like that.
Because of his love of travel, Colin Barnett is the patron saint of which vehicles?
Not Colin Barnett.
Not Colin Barnett, no.
How about a three-wheeled vehicle?
No.
Like they having the goodies or something like
that. No. Okay. Everyone's overthinking it. Everyone is overthinking this. Terence from Perth. G'day, Terence.
G'day, Philip.
What do we want to do? What's the answer here?
Well, mate, it wasn't trains. And one of your callers, you said he was in a truck, but I don't think he took the hint. And so I think it might be truck.
No. I said it wasn't a truck. Okay.
No, not
trucks.
Oh, do they have to be wheeled vehicles?
Well, it's in vehicle. I don't answer questions, but tell me, because of his, I don't want people to overthink this. Because of his love of travel, Colin Barnett is the patron saint of which vehicles? Now, it's not buses, not trucks.
Cars.
Not cars, no. Okay. We're nearly there because is there anything left? Lisa in Brisbane. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how you going?
Pretty well. What's left?
I reckon it's caravans.
Oh, no, it's not caravans. Not caravans. No, David from Shell Harbour. Hello. G'day, David. Hi, David. Not there. I'll put you on hold just in case we'll get you back in a second. Jay from Leppington. Hi, Jay.
Motorcycles.
Thank you.
Motorcycles. Yes. Land Rover.
Where's the Land Rover thing come from?
I just think people were confused tonight. When you had Skoda in the Albania, people were thinking vehicles, and that's why they were going back to Czechoslovakia, even though it's not a country anymore.
No.
In Albania, Romania.
All right, we've got one left in vehicles, if you like. Yeah. One left in answers ending in IA, or otherwise you could go Hump Day or podcasts.
I'll try. I'll see if vehicles.
Okay, with a name meaning great vehicle, Mahayana is the dominant branch of which religion? Mahayana.
Mahayana. Can you say it again?
With a name meaning great vehicle, Mahayana is the dominant branch of which religion?
Mahayana. Sikh?
Not Sikh. No, okay. Not Sikh. Thanks, Jay. See you, mate. No, not Sikh. Steve from Belrive, I'll come there shortly. Steve in Northam. G'day, Steve.
G'day, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. With a name meaning great vehicle, Mahayana is the dominant branch of which religion?
It's got to be a stab out of all of them, mate. I'll just go Hindi.
Not Hinduism. No, sorry, mate. No, not Hinduism. Okay, not Sikhs, not Hindus. The other Steve from Belgrave South. G'day, Steve.
Hi, good evening.
Mahayana is the dominant branch of which religion?
I actually called for the bonnet question. I missed the answer. What was the answer?
Motorcycles.
I knew that because of the Francis Bonnet motorcycle. That's what I was going to say. Bugger it. Anyway. Religion.
With a name meaning great vehicle, Mahayana is the dominant branch of which religion?
Yeah, I was going to say Hindu as well. No clue. I'm sorry.
No good? Okay. Not Sikhs, not Hindus. Harry in the Bay, you're right. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Cameron from South Perth. Hello, Cameron.
Yeah, good evening or good morning. Yeah, I think it must be Buddhism.
Correct, yes. Mahayana is the dominant branch of Buddhism. Very good. Well done, Cameron. Question 16, no more vehicles. We've got one left in answers ending in IA, otherwise it's hump day or podcasts.
Oh, hump day.
Hump day. The Bactrian camel, that's the two-humped camel, is the only land mammal on Earth capable of surviving by drinking what?
Salt water.
Correct. Very good. Nice work. Two on the trot. Good, Cameron. Question number 17, staying in hump day.
Yeah, yeah, please.
First sighted on the 28th of June, 1991, near Byron Bay on the east coast, what type of animal is Migaloo?
What was the year, please?
1991.
And
what type of animal is Migaloo?
Only say a whale.
Correct. Yes, it is. It's a whale, a humpback whale. Question number 18. We're in hump day.
Yep.
Three on the trot. Nice work. Which breed of cattle that originated in India is characterised by a distinctive shoulder hump?
I'm a cattle breeder too. What do they call them? Oh, man, that? Geez, I'm not. I'll have to keep away from the soldiers now. I know. I've seen a thousand of them.
I know you know it, yeah. No good?
Gee, I can't believe it. I can't tell you.
Sorry, Cameron. We'll have to move on. I'm sorry about that, but I know you know it. Vando's on the road. G'day, Vando.
G'day, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. Which breed of cattle that originated in India
Brahma. Is
characterised by a distinctive shoulder hump?
It'd be a Brahma.
A Brahman, yes, but I'll give it to you. A Brahman.
Thank you.
Correct.
Yeah, I was thinking in plural.
Yeah. Oh, I see. I'm driving a mob of Brahma. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. And I don't want any drama.
I don't want any drama.
Yeah,
that's
right. Not Western crooked. Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Question 19. We're in hump day, but you can't.
Yeah, still hump day. Yeah, you know, still hump day.
In an 1831 novel, who is described as having, quote, a huge head sprouting red hair between the two shoulders and enormous hump?
Would that be the Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Correct. It would be the Hunchback of Notre Dame, yes.
That's awesome.
Quasimodo, yes. Question number 20, last one in hump day.
Yeah, yeah, we'll go there, please. Sorry, Phil, yeah.
During World War II, Allied pilots flew a supply route to China called the Hump over which mountain range?
Oh, that'd be where the Himalayas.
Correct. Very good. Look at this.
Look at this.
Three on the three on the trot. Nice work. Okay, so we've got podcasts left or one in answers ending in IA?
Oh, give me answers in IA, please, Phil.
All right, answers ending in IA. Charleston is the capital of which US state?
Oh, it's Virginia.
What did you say?
Virginia? Oh, is it Carolina? No, no, it's Virginia. Charleston, Virginia?
Not correct. Sorry, Vando. Oh. Sorry, Vando. I want to be particular about this. That is not correct. What about David from Shell Harbour? Hi, David.
Hi, hi, Phil.
Charleston's the capital of which US state?
Well, I just have a guess on the previous guy, Carolina.
No, not Carolina. No, and we're in a category called answers ending in IA. Ray from Yoronga. G'day, Ray.
Hi, Phil.
Charleston's the capital of which US state?
West Virginia.
Correct, yes. Whelan, West Virginia. West Virginia, not Virginia. Hmm. Okay, well, there's four left, and they're all in podcasts, okay?
Oh, I got a Toyota RAV, 27 years old.
The RAV is it? They must have had parts from the Corolla, that thing, didn't it, the RAV? Because they go on and on and on.
Yeah, I'd say the motor's similar, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
2 litre.
The Corolla just, the things rust out before the motor runs it.
My RAV's had it, the steering rack's gone.
Oh, okay.
And all the power steering fluid's gone.
Okay. Hey, Ray, question 22, podcasts. Yeah. The informative podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish, is devised and hosted by researchers from which very popular BBC TV quiz and panel show?
No, I don't know anything about podcasts.
No.
Really? BBC quiz show.
Quiz and panel show.
Well, like Mastermind or something is the only one I can sort of think of.
No, not Mastermind. That does rule it out. Not Mastermind. It rules out for somebody. Dave from Forkenbridge. G'day, Dave.
Hey, Phil. I was sort of hoping there was going to be a Tony Abbott question on countries ending in IA.
Yes. Hey, podcasts, the informative podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish, is devised and hosted by researchers from which popular BBC TV series, a quiz and panel show?
Oh, I'll just have a guess at QI.
Correct. Yes, it is. It is QI. Three left. Here we go. Here we go. Which former comedian and sports commentator is the host of the most streamed podcast on Spotify?
Oh. What, most streamed in Australia or... Oh, you don't answer questions.
Is the host of the most streamed podcast on Spotify.
What is he, a sports commentator?
Which former comedian and sports commentator?
H.G. Nelson.
Not H.G. Nelson. No, not H.G. Nelson. Not H.G. Joe from Ridgehaven. G'day, Joe.
Oh, g'day. Would it be Joe Rogan?
Correct. Yes, it is. It's Joe Rogan. Two left. Which British podcast is hosted by former spin doctor Alastair Campbell and former Tory MP Rory Stewart?
No idea.
No good? All right, Joe, thank you anyway. Loris from Mundubbera. G'day, Loris.
Hello. I got so excited about Brahman, I thought I'd be able to get into it. And now you're on podcasts, which I don't listen to.
There's only two left here. Which British podcast is hosted by former spin doctor Alastair Campbell and former Tory MP Rory Stewart?
Politics Now?
Not bad, but not correct. Greg from Gladstone. G'day, Greg.
Yeah, how you going, Phil?
Pretty good. What do you reckon? Which British podcast is hosted by former spin doctor Alastair Campbell and former Tory MP Rory Stewart?
Oh, mate, I wouldn't have a clue, but I know it's not BP Pick a Box. No. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, Greg. No, it's not BP Pick a Box. So I remember in that TV show, Pick a Box. You used to pick a box. Oh, that's right. The point of that was that there were sometimes good things in the box and sometimes there was rubbish, wasn't it? Was the Bull of a Watch in the box, or he just used to give you the Bull of a Watch? I'm trying to remember. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Joe from Mount Dandenong. G'day, Joe.
Good morning, Phil. Long time no talk.
Yeah, no, two left here. You can get home from this.
Oh, I don't think so.
Which British podcast is hosted by former spin doctor Alastair Campbell and former Tory MP Rory Stewart?
Let's be honest, I don't know. Okay. So good night, Phil.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. Fair enough. What about Chris from Perth? G'day, Chris.
Yeah, hi there, Phil. It's the rest is politics.
Correct. And yes, yeah, it is.
Yeah. They have a US one as well, which is, I think, a bit more entertaining. They're both good.
Yeah. Now, the rest is politics is terrific if you're interested in UK and European politics. It's very good. All right. Here we are. Which Australian comedian and presenter with the first name of Kate is the host of the Mamma Mia podcast, No Filter?
I fell at the last hurdle, mate.
Oh, no.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Bye-bye. Sorry. Question 25, Jane from Australind. Hello, Jane. Can you bring this home?
Oh, hi, Phil. I don't know. I'll have a try.
Which Australian comedian and presenter with the first name of Kate is the host of the Mamma Mia podcast, No Filter?
Is it Kate Lambrill?
Is that your answer?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Well done, Jane. Yes, it is. It is Kate Lambrill. Good on you. Very good.
Thank you.
All right, we'll put this. We'll put you on hold, Dave. We'll get some details from you, and we'll get this out to you. Matt in London had the rest is politics. Joe from Milton had Kate Langbrook. Frank from Mount Evelyn in Victoria had Kate Lambrook. Paul from Plainlands had Kate Bush. No, it's not Kate Bush. I don't think Kate Bush does a podcast. Do they? Do they think? But thanks, everyone. That was, gee, we were tough. We had a tough start, but we came home with a full and wet sail.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife. Yeah.